All Saints Day is an important day in our church calendar year. It's the day that we think about those who've gone before, that have lived their lives in a way that we should emulate, who've been examples for us to follow. We also remember those today that we love but see no longer. The saints not known to the whole church, but known to us and deeply missed. This is also a day for us to consider what it means to be saints. Are saints only those who've lived extraordinary lives or performed extraordinary deeds or died in extraordinary ways? Some traditions have stringent lists of requirements which must be met before one is deemed a saint. Our tradition is much more gracious, not surprisingly. We are a gracious church. Thanks be to God. Saints are folks who iron linens and polish brass. Saints are folks who wash dishes and cook meals. Saints are folks who ring bells and bear alms and carry torches and crosses and gospel books. Saints are folks who sort a gazillion sweet potatoes or wrap thousands of lobsters or wipe off tables or fold bulletins and answer the phone and sweep the floor and make the coffee and offer a smile or a hug or a prayer. Saints hand out bulletins and send out cards and crochet shawls. Saints keep up websites and teach young children and old people and offer smiles and jokes and tears. Saints lift a joyful noise to the Lord in voice and sound. Saints come in all sizes and shapes, are the most likely among us and the least likely among us, because we are the saints of God. For better and for worse. We are what God chooses to work with. Think about that. God has made each of us, just as we are, to be His hands and feet in the world. God has made us each to be His saints. That may sound like a lot of pressure, but it's really not. Everyone here has risen to the task on many occasions. One of those occasions happened yesterday morning. Who would ever have thought that 8 tons of sweet potatoes could produce so many saints? But that's exactly what happened. The thought of this endeavor was, for me at least, overwhelming. When I was approached with the idea of having what was initially 5 tons of sweet potatoes dropped at Grace Church, visions of chaos danced through my head. Images of mounds of abandoned and rotten sweet potatoes on our front lawn for all who drive on 10th Street to see ran through my imagination. That was a moment of temporary insanity and forgetfulness. It was a moment in which I forgot who is in control and who is in this parish. There is no parish that is better named. This grace is amazing. Even the representative of St. Andrew Society, the Society of St. Andrew, Josh, who was in charge of this event, who does this all through the year, he proclaimed more than once yesterday, "This is the best place we've ever worked with. This is the smoothest drop that has ever happened." And we could tell that he was wowed by the amazingness of grace. But this event was not just us. Folks came from all over to help. I was told there were about 100 volunteers here. Many had very familiar faces. Your vestry was there first thing. There were also familiar faces from St. Michael's and St. Luke's. But there were many faces that were new. The old campfire song comes to mind. Make new friends, but keep the old. Some are silver and the others gold. There was energy that cut through the chill of the morning. The donuts and coffee helped too. But there is nothing that fills the soul like doing a good thing. Nothing that furthers God's kingdom like giving help to others. You know, that loving your neighbor kind of thing. We feel good about ourselves when we do that. God has hotwired us to feel good when we do what he has called us to do, which is to be his saints, to give of our time, our talent, and our treasures, to care for others, and not just about ourselves. Jesus came as one of us to show us the way. God lived in human form so that our humanity could be met with his divinity, to blend the two, not just to lower himself, but to raise us up. God met us where we are so that we could see the spark of divinity in our everyday lives and in everyday people. That's how much we matter to God. We matter so much that God himself has come into our lives, cares about our lives, and is involved in every aspect of our lives. Today we hear of Jesus and his friends in Bethany, Mary, Martha, and Lazarus. And they're close friends of Jesus. He's shared meals with them and spent time with them in their home. The relationship between Jesus and his friends is one that we can relate to. It's an intersection between their lives and ours. We know about comfortable, casual evenings with friends, fireside chats, engaging conversations over hearty meals and good wine. And we know or can imagine the anguish felt by Martha and Mary when they call their friend to help as their brother is lying in the brink of death and their friend does not come. And we know or we can imagine their hurt and their anger when their brother dies and they know that their friend could have made a difference in the outcome of this situation. We know what it feels like to be let down by friends and to feel like we have been betrayed. But Jesus turns the situation around. Just when they thought that he had left them alone, when they were sure that he had abandoned them and left them in the worst possible situation, he proved them wrong. He came to be with them and turned everything around. Lazarus had been in the grave for 4 days. Even his sister Martha tried to warn Jesus by saying, "Already there is a stench. He's been dead 4 days." But Jesus called Lazarus out of the stench of death into life. Even the stinkiest, dirtiest, most horrible situations we can imagine are not beyond the reach of the redeeming, life-giving work of Jesus. Think about that. Even the stinkiest, messiest, nastiest things we can do or bring upon ourselves or experience are not beyond the redemptive, life-giving work of Jesus. Jesus can turn the messiest things we can dish up into life. Jesus can redeem even the stinkiest parts of our lives. Jesus can turn death into life. So using sweet potatoes to form saints is probably not such a big deal after all. It's just a drop in the bucket. But we'll take it. And we'll run with it. Jesus came to change our lives. To change our hearts. To change the world. There is nothing that Jesus cannot redeem. For the saints who've gone before, the saints who are here today, and the saints who are yet to come, in whatever situation, state, or condition, we give thanks to God. Amen.